barring something going wrong today at Florham Park, the Jets are going to offer Aaron Glenn the head coaching job, according to Ian Rappaport. And Lance Newmark, who used to work with the Lions and spent a year as the Commanders' assistant GM, is going to be the general manager of the New York Jets.
You know, what's interesting about him being the Commanders' assistant GM, you remember when the Commanders changed hands from Dan Snyder to Josh Harris?
Yeah.
And they went out and they did an extensive search and they got Adam Peters. And they also asked, what was the guy that was running the Warriors? They asked him to get involved.
Bob Myers.
Bob Myers got involved, and they really put together what they thought was this all-star front office of guys that really knew the sport and understood what they were doing. And they took him from the 49ers. Adam Peters came from the 49ers. So, you know, quite frankly, this guy, Newmark, if that's who it is a guy that is coming from a place that, or a couple places that has been successful. You know, I'm like, he knows what's going on. I mean, I don't know anything about him at all. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know. We'll never really know. It's just I did not want to see a first-time general manager and a first-time head coach with the Jets again. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? Huge fan forever. Boomer, I just want to say, first off, you are an inspiration as a father. Everything you do with both your kids. I'm a young dad, but yeah. So in terms of Aaron Glenn, I just think the Jets are doing a very Jet thing in terms of just like rushing this decision. I think it's a safe bet to pick Aaron Glenn. He said the Jets are his first choice. And instead of like doing what the right thing would be, is like, you know, take their time. They're just getting somebody who they know will be like somewhat respected as a decision.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't think that they're rushing it, Mike, because this has gone on. I mean, they interviewed 100 people, and this doesn't seem to me like they are panicking to go and get a head coach. I think they really like Aaron Glenn. They went through all the process. I don't know why they didn't talk to a couple guys that we mentioned before, but this doesn't feel like a rush job to you, Boomer, does it?
No, because they had to wait until the Lions season was over. I think that they may have settled on him a couple weeks ago after talking to him and Zooming with him and everybody within the 33rd team probably singing his virtues because of his ties to Bill Parcells and the success there. So I would think that maybe he was their first choice, but they were going through all the other interviews just in case that it didn't work out. And now that Aaron's season is over, he now becomes available, just like Ben Johnson did yesterday. So it feels to me like they had already made their decision. They just wanted to make sure that they saw him in person. And as soon as this season was over, they were going to, you know, they were going to hire him.
Let's go to Adam in New Jersey. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, Gio, Boomer, good morning, guys.
What's up, Adam? What's happening?
Listen, all respect, seriously, both of you guys. And Gio, you know, especially you here, though, because you seem very passionate about this. You want the Jets to go through these retreads again? Like Pete Carroll. He's older than Joe Biden right now, all right? He's like 83 years old, whatever his age is. I don't know how old he is.
Ain't
he
hasn't that coached old.
He's getting there. You want Matt Nagy, who was horrible in Chicago.
All right, do you know his record overall in Chicago?
It was a winning record, and the Jets haven't had a winning coach for,
all right,
I don't know.
So how could it be horrible then? I mean, he went 13-3 one season, didn't he?
12-4.
8-8. So how's that horrible?
Because he's allotted for his offensive. He's got Patrick Mahomes right now.
Okay, like, well,
I mean,
he dealt with Mitch Trubisky there, and they still ended up going to the playoffs.
And Justin Fields, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, Justin Fields got him fired, but yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. But then also you want these other guys. Like, who's the other guy you mentioned?
Brian
Flores, who was hated by his players, went through 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years, I think. I'm not 100% on that, Boomer. I think you know about that. I mean, they did this with Adam Gase, and you just gloss over that, and that was horrible. They're going to bring another Dolphins coach.
Yeah, I think that Brian Flores learned a lot from everything that happened in Miami. What I know, they absolutely love him in Minnesota and would be just gutted if he ended up leaving there. So I think he's a different guy.
And plus, you know, you know, Brian Flores is from here.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Brooklyn guy, so it's not like he doesn't know what he would be stepping into. Hey, look, all I can tell you is if they go down this Aaron Glenn path, you just got to hope that they've hit, that they finally hit, and he's the right guy, and that they get a couple breaks in the draft. And the other thing, too, is I'm sure that, you know, with all the chatter that was coming out of the Jet locker room at the end of the season about, you know, not wanting to be here and possibly being traded from Garrett Wilson to Sauce Gardner to this to that one, this, you know, all of these guys maybe will connect with Aaron, and maybe Aaron will get the best out of them. You know, I mean, that's something, you know, that you got to take into account. It looked like, you know, from all the snippets of Hard Knocks and everything else, watching Aaron in front of his defensive team as the defense coordinator, he connected with those players. Now, unfortunately, it was just a horrendous performance this past weekend against the Commanders, and they had no answers. And I think he was trying to intimidate Jaden Daniels with all the blitzing that he was doing, and Jaden Daniels was having none of it. Jaden Daniels knew exactly where to go with the ball every time the blitz was coming. And if he didn't know where to go with the ball, guess what? He took off because he was an incredible athlete. And when you watch him run, you can just see how much faster he was than the backup players that were playing for Detroit because of all the injuries. But, you know, Jaden had guys wide open everywhere, and it was not a good look for the Detroit defense. And then when it was 4th and 2 down inside the 5-yard line, and they have 12 men on the field, that's a disorganization. This organization, I should say, that is just, it's not very becoming for the coordinator.
Yeah, and I just, for guys like Matt Nagy and Brian Flores, you know, just the reason why I've talked about them, not that they had the greatest success where they were at, but they did have some success. You remember Brian Flores' first year, they were essentially trying to tank that year. There was no doubt about it. That team was awful. They got beat like the first couple weeks, like 55-3.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Brian Flores got the whole thing together and they became a respectable team at the end of the year. Now, it all fell apart when he wanted Justin Herbert and they drafted Tua instead and all of that. But, you know, he is a really, really good coach. And the Minnesota Vikings didn't fall off the face of the earth because of his defense. There's no way. It was because of Sam Darnold and the way that he played, and then just the offense was not the same offense. So I just, a guy like that, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's a guy that I could, you see, you always talk about like how he looks on the sideline. Like I just,
yeah, the perception
that big
of
vest
what he is,
and
yes.
Like, I'm not messing around. I'm going to turn this goddamn thing around. You like, I just, that's the feeling I get from him. And Nagy, yeah, of course he's got Patrick Mahomes, but you know, Doug Peterson had Patrick Mahomes and he went to Philadelphia and he ended up winning a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Now it's been a disaster since. But, like, it's not like...
Also, don't forget, Carson Wentz was a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And they won with him as a, you know, young quarterback. And Carson Wentz was on his way to winning an NFL MVP until he got hurt against the Rams.
Yeah, right. And by the way, the Bears haven't had, like, the Bears, after firing Matt Nagy, have been a disaster. Like, they haven't done anything since then. And now they're on to another head coach.
Yes.
So, like, you want to tell me Matt Eberflus was a disaster? Fine. You can't tell me that Matt Nagy was a disaster with the Bears.
So, I think Matt Eberflus is going to be one of those guys that's going to get a job as a defense coordinator because he's highly respected on that side of the ball. And sometimes a little bit easier to be that coordinator like Dennis Allen will be for Ben Johnson up in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, you love that. When a guy who was a former head coach doesn't work out where he was and then goes back to being a coordinator. Rob Saleh might get that with the San Francisco 49ers, or he may end up coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars because apparently there's some momentum there.